Devine drove his rental car from the airport hotel out Interstate 25 to a Catholic church on the north side of the city where Carl and Kate lived, not far from the base of the Sandia Mountain. In a room near the chapel, he found the family. Kate, Scrushy's daughter Elizabeth, and Justin, Carl's younger brother from Minnesota, where Scrushy originally came from. A guest book with two pages of signatures and an easel decorated with photographs depicting aspects of Scrushy's life were placed in corners of the room, and against one wall, Scrushy's flag-draped casket dominated the room the way the mountain dominated the view outside. All the guests had already left. "I'm sorry I couldn't get here earlier," Devine apologized, hugging Kate. She buried her face in his shoulder. He looked at the casket and couldn't help remembering his brother-in-law sneering at him over the phone for his concerns about the United Nations not supporting the Iraq invasion. "Fuck France and Germany," Scrushy had barked. "You don't just sit back and take it when somebody flies an airplane into your buildings." "But it wasn't Iraq that did it," Devine muttered, withering in the face of his brother-in-law's self-righteous indignation. The family drove back to Kate's after the visitation. Nobody seemed to be in a very talkative mood. It had been several years since Devine had seen his sister at his father's funeral, the last time she was in Baltimore. He'd only met Elizabeth and Justin once at Kate and Carl's wedding. Both bore some resemblance to Carl. Elizabeth was tall and thin with a vulpine face, and Carl's younger brother was a bald man, heavy in the gut, with Mephistophelian eyebrows that looked like they were about to fly away, and a kind of mischievous glint in his brown eyes, both of them big, like Scrushy. "What a shock," Justin commented, shaking Devine's hand. Devine had a vague impression that Justin had borne some sort of grudge against his brother for the way he treated his former sister-in-law, Elizabeth's mother, but he couldn't remember the story exactly. The former Mrs. Scrushy had initiated the divorce. Devine gathered that Scrushy hadn't exactly been faithful, but Elizabeth seemed devoted to her dad, and Devine chalked Justin's pique up to a younger brother's sense of injustice. Elizabeth was in her mid-twenties. She lived in L.A. and worked in the television industry, public relations, Devine thought he remembered Kate telling him. Had he been sick? Carl? He was healthy as a horse. Worked out every day, didn't drink, worried like hell about dying, but he didn't have any reason to be. Justin realized the irony of what he'd said, looked around to make sure Elizabeth and Kate hadn't heard him. They were out in the kitchen preparing some snacks, and then lowered his voice. Well, I mean, besides the aneurysm, but who'd have anticipated something like that, huh? "Will," Kate called, "could you come in here and fix the drinks?"